Good evening, everyone. We've had some technical difficulties. We're a little late, but we're here. Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti, my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. I'm glad to be here again. There's a lot going on.
I told Veronica tonight I was going to announce that the schizophrenics are us. And we know that you've all been riding these incredible waves of, what were they?
I think they're vibrational changes.
Eclipses. Oh, my God. Anyway, tonight's show has, if any of you read this, you must have laughed hysterically. I've always said I cannot spell when I do the title for the shows because I go into immediate channel. And I read this tonight, and I went, oh, my Lord. Anyway, as a patriarchal archetype changes the deep issues around trusting men come rising to the surface for healing. And, oh, yes. So family issues are coming up for healing. Family dynamics are changing. Women are dealing with thousands of years of rage and anger at God and men. And, actually, I would say this is probably not a safe planet for men at the moment. Every once in a while it's okay, but this is the schizophrenic part. Also feels like it's all happening at once, and so we're going to have some fun with this tonight, and because it's not only about, and dear men, for all of you listening out there, you're going through major changes, so you do want to stay tuned. This is not a male bashing show. It's just, we actually apologize to all of you because some of us have been a little nuts.
When we're shaking apart what we're supposed to be or what we thought we were supposed to be, we're all a little bit nuts, aren't we?
Yes. I've always been nuts, so I'm not sure exactly what that's about. Dedication tonight is to the continued support for all of humanity during these extraordinary times, sending our love and light to support all the changes that can make people feel as though they are being torn apart from the old. And we are being torn apart. So I want to share with you, you know, I hate to always read these, but this came in after I sent out the announcement. This puts it all in perspective better than I could sit here for an hour and talk, and I'll never get it this right. The resonance of pure heart love is becoming stronger every day. It's spreading all over the planet. This is an infinitely stronger love than anything we've previously experienced. It's clean and true. It dissolves anything that is untrue. The immense clearing and purification that began in June intensified in July and is continuing in August. Notice she wrote, are continuing. Again, this, we all know that's right. Are continuing in August are much more far-reaching than we expected. Much of this is taking place on deep inner levels. I know you know this one, Veronica. We're peeling off layer after layer as we go all the way down to the very bottom of the barrels of our beings, finding stuff that we never knew was there. I'll second that. We're delving into hidden pockets that have long been suppressed. We're releasing residue from our childhood, from numerous past lives, going all the way back to our first entry on planet Earth and from worlds beyond this one. This is the deepest and most thorough clearing and recalibration that we've ever experienced. And I'll second that. For some, the levels of purification have been so intense that they became physically sick. This was the only way that they could stop their outer activities and plunge deep into inside their inner depths to find all the elements that needed to be sorted through and released. It's not been possible to escape this huge internal clearing process. Because so much is going on internally, we've been immersed in a profound state of quantum deep since July. And even though we have lots to do and are being surprisingly efficient in getting things done, we're doing it all in a deep state of quiet. Quantum deep is continually plunging us into the far distant worlds. This is happening whether or not it's convenient to what we're doing in our outer lives.
That's for sure.
Far distant worlds are exerting an undeniably strong magnetic pull that takes us into an immeasurably deep place where we can reconnect with the true core nucleus of who we are. When quantum deep arrives, we are pulled into an almost trance-like state for an hour or two during the day. Sometimes we fall into a deep sleep. Other times we enter a faraway world. Again, Veronica, when we are awake in the far distant worlds, we can open our eyes and hear the sounds around us, but we simply cannot move. Then when night comes, the pull of the far distant world recedes, and we're wide awake and unable to sleep.
All the while
we feel that...
We need to be having etheric parties where we can go out and visit each other. And...
Absolutely. If we could just make sure that we had the location for the party, it would be good. Recalibration is being done to us simultaneously. We know that we are doing extremely important work somewhere else. We just don't know where we don't know where that is. We all have the feeling that we're meeting up. We just don't know where. At the same time, some of us are experiencing dramatic changes in our outer lives. Relationships and jobs that have gone their distance are starting to be released. We're completing numerous unfinished tasks and bringing much to resolution. We're receiving new information about our new direction. We're sorting through absolutely everything, as many old patterns, old dreams, old aspirations, old ways of doing things, old friends, old security, and old fears are released from our personal matrices. The call to move to our new lives becomes continually stronger. During the second half of July, it felt as if a heavy blanket was placed over us. We entered a phase of the doldrums and felt like becalmed ships waiting for those huge gusts of wind that would move us decisively forward. The doldrums is an area near the equator where there is often no winds. Ships can get stuck there for months or even years. Although we knew it wasn't true, it often felt as if nothing was happening in our lives. Our decisive forward movement appeared to stop. We sometimes feel empty, alone, and disconnected. Our vision appears to be clouded. Yet all of this is only an illusion. Far more is taking place than we can possibly imagine. And that will be going out with next week's. It's the whole thing. I'll include the whole thing. But I thought it was brilliant. And like I said, for as befuddled as I am, I'm having trouble putting sentences together today.
Are you in the doldrums, Jackie?
No, I'm in, excuse me, I'm manic. Now, Veronica, I really do want you to share, though, since we've talked a lot this week, about your experiences, and that when I saw this, I really thought of you, about how this, you're feeling so much of this past life stuff unhooking.
Oh, yeah, and I'm feeling like I'm going through life review. It's just incredible. Also, I already said I was spinning like in a... cotton candy machine, you know, the centrifugal force. Even my ankles at times feel like they're kind of beaming out sideways. And then the day of the eclipse, it was like little flecks of electrical material in the middle of the spinning. But also I've been hit with these incredible prior experience, like life reviews, with understandings about them that I kind of recoil in a way, but I'm trying to stay steady in them and really understand what they were. It's like glimpses and feelings into myself that, it really is like a life review, that I had never comprehended how I was at any given time, but feeling it. It's not even worth getting ashamed. It's more like startling and being,
Yes, and I think that's a very good way of putting it, and I'll just paraphrase here, in terms of in reviewing some of these things, being stirred up by whatever circumstance, and it doesn't take much right now, we're shocked at the way that we have responded to certain things in our lives.
Oh,
and,
heavens.
Yes, and wonder, what were we thinking and, who were we at the moment? This is all human conditioning. And for all of you wonderful star beings who agreed to come in and take on this human lineage in the collective, it's been a little difficult to maintain your sense of self-value and self-love as you look around at some of the things you've done or not done.
Yeah, and the defenses, the kinds of defenses that we construct at times, absolutely startling to look back on. Wow.
Yes, it is. And it's not only startling, I don't know about you, Veronica, but I feel like I have crammed so many lifetimes into this one.
Yes.
That, when I try to look back, I have very little memory. If my son wasn't around, I wouldn't be able to tell you much of anything other than career-wise. But it's fascinating, especially with the period of raising my children and so on. I really remember almost nothing.
A blur. It goes by.
It's a blur. I barely remember their names. So, And I really want to talk about this anger at men. I know I can't be the only one feeling this. But what I'm seeing is as it's surfacing, and if you have someone that you can practice on, it's really good as long as they can't run too fast. Veronica and I are both lucky neither of ours can go too far.
And they're very tolerant. Mine is better.
So, you know, the anger that's really coming up here is, you know, for all of these human incarnations, and we have a few that are off-planet too, but primarily the human incarnations, the suppression and repression and misuse and the lack of honoring and valuing of the feminine gifts and so on.
And the dishonesty we had to master just to get into position.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that hurts me for us all.
And how would you interpret that?
I think that's, I was thinking more of like, it's a dance between both sides, and the female, we very often had to be sort of cuter and better and sweeter and
oh, of course, and compete for the male. Yes, of course.
And who were we in the middle of that? Who we really were wasn't really flagrant there, was it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
It's a big job piling out of that. Here I am.
Well, I'm just personally, I'm really fascinated about how little things will trigger me, and I will become absolutely obsessive about some little thing and realize that it's triggered a history, not only in this lifetime, but I'm assuming in other lifetimes, of lack of valuing me or honoring or whatever. It takes so little to trigger it.
I agree, me too.
So little to trigger it. It's fascinating to me because we become the experiencers and the observers through this, especially right now. So if you can maintain your sense of humor, it's really going to be helpful. And if you have a partner that you can sit down with and explain to them what's going on, it's also what I'm seeing, especially through the sessions and so many people I've worked with for so long, kind of undoing the family dynamics. I'm seeing it in my own family, and I'm seeing it in other families because I'm seeing it in the children. It doesn't matter what age they are. Okay, absolutely does not matter. I've talked to a number of people this week even whose daughters are acting out in very strange ways, and they're having difficulty even understanding what they're talking about around their fathers. So this is happening across the board, and it's going to change familial dynamics dramatically, I believe. I see this whole restructuring occurring, and I think it's going to be really quite fascinating. And it's happening so much more quickly than we've ever experienced before. So we're not going to have this long, drawn-out restructuring. It's like it's just happening, you know. Mm-hmm. And now, it can undo people. I mean, and, you know, and so if you have friends, aunts, uncles, children, whoever, you know, who are kind of coming apart, because as this archetype is kind of breaking down, all right, it's going to break down in all of us. It's not like we're not impacted. This isn't only the men that are being impacted. It's all of us being impacted. You know, a piece of the whole contains the whole. So that means that the whole archetypal structure is resetting, and that creates, you know, sets off a huge dynamic within all of us. This kind of unwinding and resetting.
So are the men actually expressing a great deal of this themselves, or are they just expressing more of a bewilderment?
I would say they're more bewildered. That's been my experience. And, you know, I see a lot of depression in men. I see a lot of, as you said, bewildered. That's a really good word for what I'm seeing in some of them.
Because their whole patriarchal goal, if that's a goal, or archetypal goal, has to break down. It's kind of making a mockery of itself right now.
That's exactly right. And it's not going to give them the same hit. It's not, you know, as that archetype falls apart, there's nowhere for them to put that. And
we've got to honor them and help them recognize their journey.
Absolutely. I think also, and then, you know, I laughed about, you know, schizophrenics are us. I was going to write it in my notes. I couldn't spell schizophrenic to save my life. I cannot spell at all right now as my brain is resetting. And I mean, I couldn't even pretend to make that word up. And I've spelled it a million times.
S-K.
I got that part. But I'm also, you know, and for all of you, you know, this sensing of bouncing back and forth, feeling one way one minute and another way another. And so if you're feeling kind of unsettled or having other things trigger you, and, you know, the projections here, and you want to really watch for projections, because you can see it in, you know, one of your children's boyfriends, okay, and see them do something, or husbands or whatever, and get angry at them when it's really something within you that's being triggered that you need to look at within you. It's not that person. It's really all of us. No matter who's triggering us right now, it's our stuff coming up huge. And so we have to be careful not to really, you know, kind of trash anybody in this process, because we really don't want to do that. Somebody I worked with today that worked with us for a very long time, and her father died, and it was interesting because there were, I think, 8 children, and 5 of them were in the will and 3 were not, and she was one that wasn't.
Wow.
And for all the work that she's done, it triggered off betrayal and abandonment again. And, you know, so we go back to this, you know, I've said it a million times, the projection of God onto father, goddess onto mother. And so the rebalancing, you know, without having the goddess in place, and, you know, the archetypes were very out of balance. We have the male chauvinistic patriarchal, okay? And then over here we had basically the empress, the earth goddess. Even though the high priestess existed, it was little used. You know, I mean, who fell into the high priestess? You know, Isis. Mary Magdalene, who, you know, was out of there for 2,000 years, but we had some beings that fit into that, but very, very few, okay? Certainly not many of the masses could say, well, I'm really the high priestess and really own that, you know? Mm-hmm. The empress was really what most women, you know, identified with, which is one of the archetypes. And so with the return of the goddess, the return of the high priestess as the divine feminine, the balance of power now shifts dramatically as the male archetype now is restructuring into the divine masculine. And so there's going to be this kind of, you know, I don't want to say imbalance of power, but it's going to be a restructuring of power. So it's going to have to be played very, very softly and very lovingly.
I don't think power can be defensive anymore. I think that's been part of
it. Absolutely can't, no. No. It can't. I mean, you can try it, but, you know, to what avail? What would be the purpose?
And just that holding of power in such a way has been it's been all over the world, all through all of us, you know?
Well, in everything I've seen written lately, this major restructuring is occurring on a planetary basis, and it's not only in the archetypes. It's reflected from the archetypes. It'll be reflected into everything, which is a joining together. And we couldn't join together when those archetypes were so dramatically separated and unequal. It was just impossible. And without the honoring of the feminine, which we lost for thousands of years. You know, for thousands of years, women lost their, you and I talked about this today, Veronica.
Yes.
The magic, the beauty, the intuition, even the menses time, all of it was other than with, you know, a lot of your indigenous tribes. But so much of that was lost, and then women were killed and prosecuted for it. You know, we go back to the whole witch thing and the burning years in Europe. But this is going to impact all of our relationships with everyone, because we have these projections that are starting to fall apart, but they're still there to some degree, where we have projected, you know, either mother onto someone or father onto someone, you know, and even in our, which I think is going to be very fascinating, which is everything that's represented by the patriarchal, which is the legal system, politics, money, all of these things fall under that patriarchal energy. So I think we're going to see a very interesting, you know, interesting dynamic happen in terms of people rebalancing, and we're seeing it in our financial structure anyway. So to me, as I look at it, I see this just huge resetting that's going on, you know, from the blueprint of human consciousness and spreading out to the reflection of that into our world. The anger, and I do want to caution everybody, it's really good to get it up and out. Really try to look for constructive ways to do it. And it's a great opportunity, as you said, Veronica, in terms of life reviewing, is reviewing our relationships. Anytime you've got huge repressed anger and resentment, your relationships are never going to work the way you want them to, and you're always going to feel that they're out of balance anyway. So the surfacing of this is this incredible gift to bring us, as she said, back into, what was it, pure heart love. That's really where we're going.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think that that is the beautiful part of this, is that we have an opportunity to move into that energy, because once we can surface all the resentment, all the anger, all of the repression, and bring everything back into a better balance, then all of our relationships, including our family relationships, are going to change dramatically. And I think we'll also feel less anchored into family of origin. And I know you're experiencing that right now, aren't you, Veronica?
Where I'm feeling a lot of freedom from my anxieties about that, my sadnesses and so on. A lot of freedom that the tethers are being released all over.
Yes.
And
yes.
You and I were talking about this in a different way, but it's almost, and I wonder how many people who are listening are experiencing kind of awakening or a detethering from all these ways we identified ourselves in family of origin and relationships.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think also the way we identified ourselves in the world.
Yes.
And you and I were talking again earlier in the week about, I've been laughing about how my whole life was taking on the
the big boys.
Yeah, the chauvinistic patriarchal archetype. I mean, at every turn, every institution, FBI, IRS, you name it, you know, the big players in business, you know, the Donald Trumps, the Kurt Kerkorians, and so on and so forth, Chevron Oil, all of it, the Mormon Church. I mean, there wasn't Catholic Church. There wasn't much I missed. And only now can I look back on it because of what's going on right now and really see it for what it was, and how excited I am that I don't have to push against that anymore.
Mm.
Which means that I can soften now because I don't have to, you know, keep running into that damn thing with a bulldozer. You tried it.
But you know, you did a good job.
I did.
Knocked over the whole estate. No.
Well, no, not solely, but don't misunderstand that. It's just that I never actually, I was always fascinated by the way it, I thought it was about not letting anything have power over you. But the interesting part is, as all of this is happening right now, it became crystal clear for me that was a very big piece of my path, was taking that on any way that I could, and under any circumstances. And and I had a lot of fun doing it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a lot of fun doing it. But the other thing we talked about, Veronica, and I think it's important to share this with everybody, is how unique, and you and I talked about this, how unique each person's path has been.
Mm-hmm, you bet.
All right, and you were talking about yours and the way that
I really committed myself to not getting involved with any of those things. And so I kind of bounced around way out on the edge of things, thinking I would never get involved in the system. So now I'm feeling how interesting that was. It took me through an awful lot of, different styles of being and so on. But now I don't think that matters to me. It's almost like I've just popped out of an ocean or something and I can
see
around.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's like we've done it. We did what we came here to do. We can move up and beyond that now and really become more authentically ourselves. Not that we didn't each have our unique way of impacting the collective. And, and I think for all of you listening, the wonderful ways that each person took on and created, co-created their wonderful stories and their life experiences, as horrible as they may have been, that each piece of that, the collective is filled with all experience. And so if you're going to shift the collective, you've got to go in and shift that unique matrix here, there, here, there, here, there. And so I look at all of you as these incredible volunteers who are willing to come in and take on a piece of that. And, from the other side of the veil, we're more than willing to do that. Now, I know when we all got here, we thought, what the hell were we thinking? But, and believe me, I was at the front of that line. Now, I did want to talk about OCD because I think this is so damn funny, but I have never had, as I am right now, the degree, well, I have, whenever I'm going through a major shift, I will OCD on experiences, on something I cannot get out of my head because I know it's triggering something major within me. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on until I can finally pop through it. And then I'm okay. But it's like a tape playing until I finally pop through the tape. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Veronica?
I think I do, yeah. I'm not quite sure. I'm like, when you're calling it OCD, I'm kind of, be a little clearer maybe.
Okay. Obsessing, I'll just say obsessing over I'll talk about relationship. All right, let's say my boyfriend does something or a couple of things, and they're triggering deep issues in me, and I can't get past them, and I don't know what the issues are, so I keep obsessing on what these little things are. And when I finally get out of bed, it's like, all right, that was stupid. but I mean, that can go on sometimes for hours, and I know I'm popping through something, and once I get through it. At this point, I think he's kind of overwhelmed. He's reluctant to come downstairs in the morning. It's kind of like, is it safe,
Are you talking in your sleep and scaring him?
No, I don't do that. I'm very... okay, loss of father, and I think this is the... We're going to see, a lot of kind of sadness as all of this breaks apart as well. Because we've all participated, we've all had relationships as men and women. So believe me, we're all going to be impacted, whether it's this lifetime or other lifetimes, by this shift that's occurring. And I think that's why you're having all the experiences you're having as well, Veronica. Because you tend to be far more in touch with all of that. Mm. When I died, I lost all my other lifetimes, so I don't know what happened. I used to have spontaneous breakthroughs, nothing anymore. I am totally untouched with them. Mothers, this is the other piece, too. Typically, we identify mothers as the empress. Earth mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is going to start really changing as well. I think that we're going to see some real restructuring happening here as well. And it's not that I'm saying that people won't still honor the mother and love their cooking and so on and so forth. But I think that women are going to move far more into the, and I, there's been a huge movement doing this for quite a few years, you know, since before 94, but we'll say since 85 or so it started. 88, I'll say since 88 it started. But 94 it really got enhanced, and with the whole return of the goddess, not that she ever really left, but we lost her in essence. She was suppressed and repressed. And but again, this is going to go back to our basics, which is the projection of God and goddess onto mom and dad. And that projection is going to change, because it's also going to change our relationship with God and our relationship with goddess. So likewise, it's going to change our relationship with mom, our relationship with dad. It has to, and then everyone else that we project from there. I'm very excited about this. This may sound a little far out to people, but I think it's thrilling.
So what do you think is going to happen when we change it?
I think there's going to be much more equality overall, and the demands, we go back to the mythological demands, okay, based on mythologies, all right, of the knight in shining armor and the damsel in distress. That stuff's going out the window. That just will never fly anymore.
Yeah, I think the changes are so incredible that we don't have a clue what they are.
I don't think we have them. Oh, absolutely not. We can't even imagine. But I think that a lot of the ways that we have measured relationships, what they look like, what they mean, how they should be, because I have personally have some friends who are dyed in the wool, it must look like this, or I'm not going there. Of course, they're still single.
Because they've got it all together.
You're right. Our relationship with money, and I think this is going to be fascinating, absolutely fascinating, because I think we'll allow money to be far more fluid than we ever have. When we take that patriarchal chauvinism off of it, where it's so difficult to get, to hold, to have, people that have it, the resent this and that and the other thing, when that is moved off of it, it allows it to become fluid. And then the bringing in of the vibration of money is going to be much easier, much softer, much, it's not going to be the struggle that we've attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
As we struggle with daddy's approval, we struggle with earning money. It's so tied together, absolutely tied together. And I think that's going to be a really interesting shift and change. That part I'm really excited about.
Right.
Let's see. I'm sorry for laughing about all this. I actually get very excited about it all. So I guess I should let the team go in, and I'm going to let you talk to them, Veronica. I don't know what they have to say, and then you feel free to ask questions.
Okay. And we'll ask them what we're all becoming.
Good luck with that one.
Well, if the major element is the ether, they ought to know all about that.
All right, good night, everyone. I'm going into channel now, so just give me a moment.
Good night, Jackie.
Right. Welcome, everyone. All right. Well, question. All right. What are you all becoming? Well, we're going to tell you some things that are going to change. All right. And this is going to be exciting overall. What you're going to begin to see, now you won't see it across the board yet, but you will eventually. You're going to see a lot of changes. And what you call your breast uterine, ovarian cancers, prostate cancers, those things are going to change. As all of this shifts and changes, the angers and resentments and inequities that are stuffed into all of these places are going to shift. They're going to shift. Eventually, you will see a reversal in all of this diabetes, the sweetness of life. So you're going to start seeing some changes in health. They're not going to happen overnight, people. But this will be the long-term effects of what's going on. It will manifest even in your physical bodies. And that should be exciting for all of you.
Is that because of the release of the male-female archetypal intentions and so on?
Well, it's going to be releasing all the angers, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
As the roles start changing and moving around to where they really need to be, all right, the focus on those energies dropping into the reproductive, to what you would typically call feminine, and what typically call masculine, are going to change. Now, that's going to be a very exciting thing for people. As we said, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's definitely going to have an impact. And just imagine, as you're releasing all this anger, all this pent-up anger. What is cancer? Anger, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Suppression.
Anger stuffed in the body. Now, that's going to be very exciting for all of you. And the fear of it, all right, you're going to feel in more dominion with your bodies because you're going to feel more free. You won't be running this program like your antivirus on your computer that's running all the time in the background. These old programs of anger and rage and resentment and control and competition. Remember that, and the channel said this to you, Veronica, women were part of bounty. We said this, the reason she told you is we talked to somebody in Norway about this. All right, the land of warriors, you know, the Vikings. And the women there were part of the bounty. Raping and pillaging, that's been going on for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
They lost all status as who they really were and all their honoring. Now, we know you're loaded with some questions here, so we'll see where you go, Veronica.
What's going to happen with the money thing? Isn't that deeply tied into the masculine?
Well, it's very deeply tied into the masculine.
Mm-hmm. Will we right. move into kind of a sharing, or do you have any sense of that?
You normally talk to your guides about this, but we'll give you some insights here. All right, again, in the future, you're not there yet, but in the future, all right, the desire to share, the sense of wanting to make certain everyone is doing all right, is going to really come to the surface. Because as you remove that archetype from what you call your money, all right, it won't have the same meaning. It won't be used as a scorecard like it used to be, or to have power over others, all right. All that money has represented is going to change. And when that happens, money will change. The ability to have money will change, to create it, to attract it. And with that will come the desire to share. Not as a martyr, but you won't be dealing with a sense of limitation, you see, that there's only a limited amount, that it's hard to come by, that it's hard to create. And as that pulls out of the equation, all right, then others will come together. It will be a natural natural flow, you see, to want to come together to help and assist. You're seeing this in pockets all over the planet. It's not like this is new, but right now it's people who have a lot of money that are doing this. All right?
You see people with a lot of money who are in positions of power actually being touched by the need to share?
Well, we haven't focused on that. We don't know that that's really important, is it?
No, I guess I'm just being a dreamer.
All right.
I like to think that it sweeps up through us all, you know, and that we all can unfold.
Well, we would say that ultimately that would be the wonderful thing to have happen. You're going to have some holdouts, Veronica.
Of course.
All right. They're going to have their struggles, too, as they lose control. All right. Where money doesn't have the same energy, the same frequency that it used to have, it won't have the same importance. Doesn't mean that you won't enjoy having it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But your ability to create it will be much easier. The flow will be there. So that all the pressure and all the weight that you have on money won't be as great. In other words, you won't be walking around in fear. Fear of loss. And again, we're going to go back to abandonment, all right? Betrayal by God, all tied also into money. Some of you carry lifetimes of that energy. That's going to shift. You're going to recognize it for the frequency that it is. And as your frequencies change, you align with that frequency much more easily. You will find that it flows. It won't be the struggle. And of course, some of you are listening, you're going to say, well, wait a minute, the structures are there, you have to go to work, you have to only make so much an hour or so. But you'll become more creative. You may end up in other places, doing other things to create the prosperity that you desire. But the prosperity you desire won't become, all right, the sole focus. Because your level of confidence to create will be so much greater. So you won't be functioning from a perspective of fear that there won't be enough, that you'll be abandoned, betrayed, lose everything. You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, doesn't that then change the frequency of money, again, tied to the masculine?
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right? So the flow will be easier than the desire to share, because you won't be dealing from a perspective of limitation. You really will be dealing from a perspective of abundance, true abundance, from a level of dominion, knowing that you have reached a level of mastery where you can create whatever you need. That's where you're going, when you need it, and it will be there. Now that's exciting, isn't it?
It is, actually.
All right. So that's part of this change. Power over. Oh, that's going to change a lot. The earning of love. That's going to change. All tied to the masculine. Not the feminine now, to the masculine. Didn't you have to earn Dad's love?
Oh, yes.
All right. And wasn't it just assumed that Mom was supposed to love you? Now, we're not saying they did it right, all right? But it pretty much came with the territory. You shared a body for 9 months. And you spent, many of you, at least a year not knowing that you were even separate, not quite that long, but not even knowing you were separate from your mother. But with Dad, it's always different. Having to earn Dad's love. Having to earn Dad's acceptance. Right? Distant father, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Changes all dynamics, doesn't it, if you had a distant father?
Yes.
If you had a raging father, it changes dynamics. So you see, that's going to shift. It's all, you would be seeing it in a way, you see, in some of the young people that are having children right now. They're sharing in the raising of the children. All right? You don't have the definitive line like that you had. you know, this is mother's role, this is father's role. You see, it's already changing there. But now it's changing from the top and breaking down, breaking down, breaking, filtering down through a lot of you who are older. A lot of you who are older who had to come in and were willing to come in, all right, knowing that you were going to come in and taking on much more dense wiring, much more intricate wiring, all right, to be the forebears, the leaders, to get the ball rolling, all right. And you've seen it as others have come in younger and younger and younger. They can shift and change much more easily. All right. Much more easily. Another question, Veronica.
I was just thinking about the children coming. I mean, the people are actually not morphing, but we're actually changing our species, aren't we? I mean,
absolutely.
Yes. So the children coming in, they don't really have that archetype, do they? We're not fueling them.
They're not nearly as impacted by it, no.
Hmm. So I was just listening.
Because they're wired differently. Their whole energetic matrix is different. Now, some of them can carry it, all right? May not come in with it, but be impacted by it through growing up within a family structure. But the minute that they decide to grow and change, it can undo like that, you see, much more rapidly than for some of you older people. We know the channel doesn't appreciate that, but also some of you older people have more difficulty extricating yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Extricating yourselves.
A lot of years to get those patterns going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And again, in your extrication, all right, shaking up, shattering, in some ways, the collective itself, reorganizing, reorganizing, reorganizing. So as you older people are healing these very deep patterns, you're changing. And so it's not one thing. It's all working together. Veronica, you can't dissect it. You have to look at it from an overall perspective. And from our perspective, as we look at it, we see everything in flow, everything moving beautifully.
And there's an unfoldment into multidimensionality that's moving through very quickly.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. And you're all going to have some extraordinary experiences, spontaneous experiences, that you're going to be quite fascinated by. And literally have people changing before your eyes. Not only your internal experiences, but literally being with someone and all of a sudden seeing them change in someone else, or perhaps several different people.
And the advantage of that is a lot less pressure on people in a certain way, and a lot more access to expansion than what we used to have.
Well, what it's going to do, it's going to unhook you from the very tightly held roles that you have in this lifetime. And as you become more multidimensional, all right, you'll be able to unhook much more rapidly from your stories, from your lineage, from your beliefs, from everything, and from the way that you hold people. All right, this is supposed to be like this, this is supposed to be like this. All of those supposed to be's are going to fall away. All right, they won't apply any longer. You're going to also see yourself reflected in each other more. And that's going to make a huge change. A huge change. Accepting that oneness more and more, and you, again, many of these things are talking about this, but it's an absolute truth, all right? You'll actually be able to feel each other moving in and out of your spaces, even though you may not be talking to them or whatever, but actually feel each other's energies. Spontaneously, you see. And in doing so, instead of seeing it as separate, feeling more connected to it, rather than feeling it as an invasion, feeling more connected to it. This is going to be very big. And the channel's been having some of these experiences, and we laugh because there are times when she has to separate out, oh, all right, that's this, and this is that, and I can feel this blending together, and ooh, isn't that interesting? This sense of oneness, this sense of oneness. And you're all going to feel that more and more. Now, you're all going to be less inclined as you feel that, less inclined to have judgments on others, to get upset with others, because you're going to realize there really is no separation. So it's going to be very exciting, and it's all happening at one time.
And so is it tying into 2012? Or?
Oh, of course, it's tying into 2012 and beyond and beyond. But 2012 does not end everything.
No.
But what you're seeing right now, and you've had a very good sample of it over these last three eclipses, is how rapidly things can change. And you can come through these experiences and feel totally changed. You may not be able to define it, but you know you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know you've popped up through something, that you're no longer who you were before. Now, you never are, but you're becoming more and more aware of it. You are no longer who you were before, because one change is a total change. Bashar talks about this all the time. One change, total change. Now, imagine all of this going on, just what we've talked about tonight, what Veronica, you and Jackie the Channel talked about earlier. All right? All of this happening all at one time. And you're going to be adding in more and more along with the multidimensionality. And you're still in 2009. And you've just come through a period of what? A month? Month and a half? All right?
Yes.
So imagine now, if you can. You see, by the time you get to 2012, it won't be this, you know, big overnight thing, you know. Oh boy, let's go to bed tonight. You know, the ascension is coming like Santa Claus. It's already happening. You see, everything that had been planned has been changed because of what you're all doing. We want you to be aware of that. We don't have to intercede because you accelerated your timeline so dramatically.
Wonderful. We have to be signed off in about 2 minutes.
All right, Veronica, talk about your show.
Next week, Paradigm Shifters, I have Donna Eden, who talks about energy medicine and using energy on female hormones. It's a very, very exciting show. She's doing some groundbreaking work. She always thinks that we can move past the need for the healthcare system, which would be great, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
That'll be at 5 o'clock. And 4 o'clock is Radiance by Design. It's a call-in show, and we'll work with you in meditation.
Wonderful. All right, everyone. We would like to invite all of you to call us in tonight. And we're going to leave it to you. All right? What you would like to ask for. We will always make our recommendations, but to move through this more elegantly, more easily, so that you can see, all right, where you've been out of balance and how to move through it more elegantly, more easily. We will assist you in whatever way we can. If you call us in this evening, we are happy to do so. We're not going to show up the minute you call, sometime during the night. For some of you, it may happen right away. It depends on where everybody is. Know that we love you. We are so excited to see what all of you are doing. So excited. We send to you from everyone on this side of the veil, and believe me, there are a lot. a total, complete, unconditional love, and to you, Veronica, as well.
Thank you so much. And we love you, and you've given us so much.
Oh, thank you so much. We thank you. Until we speak with all of you again in this format, which would imply that we do talk to you at other times, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you for listening. Blessings, everyone.